The day I stop thinking that is funny, you fly to my home, you shoot me right in the head.
Okay. You got it.
It means the light has gone out of my life. Speaking of which.
Oh, no. Oh.
What?
Welcome to Bruce Day Tuesday podcast episode 621. I'm Sam Ginsberg. So do you think, did we lose him or does he not know that this is his line?
I think we lost him. His video disappeared when you were queuing it up.
Okay, do you want to be Theodore?
I'm here. I'm Theodore.
You could have fooled me, dog.
I know. I turned off my video just in case.
In case of what?
In case that helps. Sometimes having the video off increases the bandwidth.
So how much do you know that it's your line? Like, are you aware that we're waiting on you?
I came back as soon as I talked. I came back, but I'll okay. All right. Okay. It was nice of Philippe to make this miniature golf hole for us.
Except there's no cut to hit it into.
Hey, Philippe, how do you play this hole?
You have to hit it to this end.
And then what?
Hugs!
From Tyler Drive. That's got to be the longest one we've ever done, right?
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Man, I love Philippe. Philippe's just the absolute best.
Everybody loves Philippe. That's why there is a freeze pop song about him.
Hi, so do you want to hear what I'm drinking?
Okay, all right. No, you go last. Second week in a row, he's tried to go first. He just doesn't remember.
I misunderstood 20 seconds of silence as you saying, Sam, please help me.
You're right. No, when I say something, it's my fault that you guys don't react for 20 seconds. You're absolutely right.
And then we'll talk.
All right. Well, I'll throw it to Mary. Maybe Mary will say something good.
This is our first episode, so we all don't remember how to do this. Because we've literally never... Hi, it's me. Should I talk about my beer?
I guess, yeah. I suppose.
I guess. I have to. We're doing a really good job. So, today, from... Third Space brewing their cucumber lime blonde ale.
Ew.
That sounded refreshing. We'll see. It might be gross. It depends if it's like fakey weird cucumber or not, because that can make it real nasty.
I had a threw up.
Tyler, you'll know why that was so funny. On the final edit, what do you have to drink today, my man?
5% ABV. I'm doing a really bad pour. Give me a second.
Mine too.
It looks like a pale ale. I poured it straight down, so it's got like 3/4 inches of head on it, because I was just living large. All right, I'm going to try it.
And you said cucumber and lime, right? On a pale ale?
Yeah.
It's like 99 degrees out right now. This is when you want cucumber and lime pale ale.
I was at Steve's yesterday, and I was like, I need to get like the most refreshing ass beer in this case, and this is what I grabbed. It's lovely so far. It is very cucumber forward, which is interesting. It's like if you ever just like go somewhere and they have like a buffet, and there's like a water jug, and it has cucumbers in it, so you get a little cucumber water, which isn't always good. It tastes sort of like that, and then there's a little bit of beer in there. So you might think it tastes like water.
You're just
going
to think of Better Call Saul in his weird little office.
I have not seen that show, but I believe you.
It's pretty good.
I know, it's on my list. I just don't watch a lot of TV.
Big recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you guys just want to do this episode without me? Because
why?
Like, I crashed. Because I've been gone.
Because what I have for you this week is cucumber and lime blonde ale.
Oh my god.
That's not cool.
Beer.
That's not cool. That's not
absolute
cool.
Absolute coincidence. I so thrilled to get to hanging out with you and only you, Mary, this week.
Wait, is Tyler really going to leave us?
No, hopefully. I crashed out so hard, and that's the second time in like 30 seconds that I've just frozen for like a minute.
You want us to turn off our videos too? Would that help?
Just Sam.
There's a rudeness to it.
Oh man, now you're the only one I see. That's karma, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, and there they are. Oh. It's like a 70s carpet that somebody dropped some pepperoni onto. For you.
Okay. Anyway, this beer's fine. Tyler, go ahead.
Super.
Do you also have Thursday's cucumber lime pale ale?
I wish. That'd be really great. No, I don't. I have New Trail Brewing's Double Broken Heels, Double Hazy IPA, 9.2% ABV. Now everybody has their camera off. This is going to be so difficult.
You started it.
Yeah, 9.2. I did. You're right. 9.2%. It's extremely cloudy. Lots of floaties. Tons of floaties in here. Had a medium head with similar size bubbles. Smells very, kind of papaya-y, tropical.
Oh, wait, you're still there. Okay.
I'm still here. See, that's what I meant.
I'm going to assume that you're dying. Cause I'll be like, I don't know if he's still there.
We're all dying, you bastard. You would hate this, Samuel. I feel about it. So it has nice tropical hoppy flavors, but it's got the muddliness and kind of a chalkiness that I feel like I sometimes get with hazy IPAs. Do either of you ever feel that way?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, hazy IPAs are like the last beer I go for in a pile of beers, so I don't experience this very much.
That's fair. Well, I get sometimes like a chalkiness, like you've just eaten like a Tums or like a Flintstones chew or something like that.
Gross.
There's a little bit of that. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't taste anything like booze. The 9.2 is pretty well hidden, so I guess that's good. I don't know. It's fine. It's a hazy IPA. It is what it is. I'm so thrown off because now I can't throw to Samuel. I guess we'll go to article time.
I did that one where I had the Mary one, and I don't like it very much.
Yeah, that's shocking to me that you don't like that cucumber lime one. I don't know if you caught what I said.
It's fucking hot out, dude. This is when I should love it, and it's still just like, I don't know. This sucks.
No, I don't like that combination. I was being facetious, Samuel.
I turned my camera back on because I couldn't handle it, but...
You turned your camera on. Did you cut your finger on the way?
On the way?
I'm not kidding.
I believe Spoon?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I believe it is by Spoon.
I don't know that. I know who Spoon is. I just didn't name any of their songs or any of their lyrics.
You might have noticed that this sucks and is poison. So what's next?
Did you notice that Costco's Kirkland Lager is one of the world's best beers, say competition judges? This comes to us from Forbes.com. It's a little bit of a sequel. We had reported on how Costco was coming out with a lager brewed by Deschutes, and it's pretty good, apparently. It won silver at the World Beer Cup, which is, you know, big deal.
Not first.
I didn't realize that. No, it's first loser, you know.
Yeah.
I give you gold, Samuel, and you still shake your head at me. I don't know what the man wants. I'm just cranking out hilarious jokes, doing a great job hosting.
Cranking it for you, Sam.
I'm sorry, you guys. Am I supposed to also be cranking it? I'm having a lot of trouble reading the room.
You know I'll report you to the police.
Right, because you're the Whiz Jizz.
Nope, and that's not even the name. That's not even the name. That's backwards.
I'm chopping and screwing, man.
Okay.
Which is what you should be doing.
I should be. I guess.
So is this like really, I mean, is there a question here? Maybe you talked about this last time we talked about this. Is this really like a Costco beer, or is it just a Deschutes beer.
Well, so that's what I was going to say. I thought that Costco was like, we would like a lager. Deschutes, can you please brew it for us? But actually, this was a Deschutes brewery called Deschutes beer called Prinz Crispy, which was a small batch. Yeah, a small batch offering. And then I guess the folks from these companies were talking to each other, and Costco was like, we're looking for something to make that isn't an IPA.
And I thought Stevens Point was making all of Kirkland beer.
Not anymore.
This might just be like, I learned about a sale 7 years ago and assumed that nothing had changed since then, but...
We did an article not that long ago about how they were going to do this thing with Deschutes, Samuel. You were on the episode.
What happened to the thing with Stevens Point?
I don't know.
Tim, get on this. Vindicate me, please. And if you can't find good evidence, just, you know, maybe you didn't hear this one, so it's fine.
Let it die. But yeah, so it was a small batch called Prinz Crispy, and then the folks of these companies were talking, and Costco said they didn't want to make an IPA, they wanted to make something else. And Deschutes was like, well, we have this beer that doesn't really have that much of a market with us, because it's so small batch, but we could just make it for you.
That's how it got started. The biggest batch, yeah. You might say.
Right. So that pretty interesting, I thought.
Yes.
Very good partnership. I assume Deschutes is getting a lot of, like, you know, money from Costco to be like, let us put the Kirkland name on it.
I would assume so.
This seems good. I don't know. I see no downside to this.
Is this regional, you think? Is it just like West Coast Costco's that are doing this, or do you think it's nationwide? I'm just thinking about...
I would assume it's nationwide.
Just because Deschutes is West Coast.
It is.
Like, it might make sense for them to have, like, a random East Coast... Like, you know...
Yeah.
Heavy Seas or whatever. Just be there. Right. Oh, it's this, but we do this over here, just so they don't have to ship everything all the way across.
You mean like how Costco's in the U.S. have the chicken bakes, but then Costco's in South Korea have like a beef bulgogi bake that I want to eat than anything in this world, but I can't because I'm not in Korea.
Thank you so much. I couldn't quite find the words, and you did it for me, and I appreciate you.
Is that you also want to eat it a lot, and you can't?
The thing you're, the words you've said have described a very tasty sounding dish, but I haven't had it.
Right? Because we can't.
The 7-Elevens in Thailand, they'll toast your little sandwiches for you. Oh, like, you can buy, like, a little sandwich there, like a, you know, like you'd get it at a Wawa or whatever. But then they also have, like, a little panini press, and if you want, they'll just open it up and press it for you.
Let's press it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's impressive.
Uh-huh. And something depressing. Else that is impressing. Is it? I don't know that it is.
I don't know.
So they make an interesting claim here. It said that they couldn't offer any sales numbers, but they do say that the beer has, quote, impacted overall U.S. demand for Tetnang hops. Some guy says, we basically consumed the entire domestic Tetnang crop last year. And I wonder how much of that is like exaggeration and how much of that is true.
I don't know this strain. Seems like it's for boring beer.
Yeah, I've seen it on cans before, but I don't think we ever used it or anything like that, Samuel.
Google's AI overview says that Tetnang hops are a classic, quote, noble hop variety originating from the Tetnang region of Germany, known for their delicate balance of floral, spicy, and herbal aromas.
The noble hops are known to me for being, like, lame as shit and for nerds.
I mean, they literally put them in a lager. They're selling at Costco. Like, let's talk about two layers of... this is, like, milk, like, you know, white bread beer for white people.
Right now is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, sorry that you're so used to your Whole Foods fucking bourbon barrel stouts or whatever you're drinking, Mary.
Yes, that exactly is the type of beer that I drink. Speaking of, it's for the everyman, so they've toned it down.
It's more likely to just, like, throw a cup of yogurt in a lake and be like, I don't know, that could be alcohol in 3 weeks, who's to say?
It could be. Speaking of, you know, the big city soft hands, we had a wedding at the museum this weekend, and I was saying to Becca, I've never used the word effete before, but it was exactly appropriate for the people at this wedding. They were, like, struggling to, like, push the door open. Do you have an iron deficiency? Like,
probably.
Jesus Christ. So the museum is, like, at the beach. So most people get it because they like having their ceremony, like, on the sand and stuff. And these folks paid to have a floor put down in the entire courtyard. So no sand. They even floored, like, a walkway over to the bathroom. And it's like, why even get married here then?
You know, you can do an indoor wedding in a lot of places that have floors already.
Yeah. And then they had, it was super lame. They had, a live band, which is sometimes cool, but they were just playing, smooth jazz. Which I guess they like, but I don't like.
Duh.
Yeah, a lot of that. It was very odd.
Do you guys want to do food bracket, or do we have more story to talk about this wedding?
No, you crushed it like a Kirkland Lager. Let's food bracket it up.
Again, this is the awkwardness bracket, food that would be awkward to eat in public.
Oh, yes.
Round one matchup, head-on shrimp, which seems like advice you would give rather than a food.
Face your challenges head on, shrimp.
Isn't that what Gandalf said to Frodo?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think we just edited that episode of D8, Sam, where you revealed you don't like Lord of the Rings. You don't like the movies. So it's not surprising that you're acting like this right now.
I just don't get it.
Incredible.
It's fine.
Cool. Anyway, head-on shrimp versus ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone? That head-on shrimp. It's obviously head-on shrimp. People eat ice cream cones in public all the time.
It must have been up against a weak competitor for it to make it this far. I guess this is drippy. Well, it's messy.
This is all first rounds, so nothing's made it any amount far yet.
Oh, it's still first round?
Yeah, we're...
Holy shit. Are we on H and I, out of the alphabet? Is that where we are?
This is, we're on 33 through 40, which means last time we finished the first half of the first round.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Half of the first round is where we're at.
That's wild.
And it's important to me, Mary, that you understand that you've done this and this is your fault.
I did this.
Okay, great. We have... And now, I don't know why we're calling it this. I guess a sushi hand roll
versus
kimchi.
What?
They're called temaki.
I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
It's the sushi hand roll. Call it temaki.
So,
I love them.
I mean, is kimchi, somehow embarrassing or difficult? Or what's the deal with kimchi?
A smell element that is probably why it's on the list.
This is racially loaded. This competition.
Do you have utensils?
I don't think that we're figuring that in.
I feel like if you're barehanding kimchi, that's a little weird. But if you have a very nice set of chopsticks or even just a fork,
yeah,
I think you're fine.
I go back to the, sitting in a
I go back to worry about it.
I think the sitting in the park rule doesn't help with this one because
no
kimchi, the smell will dissipate, So I don't know.
You're not in your cousin's basement. You're out in the fresh air.
Yeah. Or in an airplane. Kimchi would probably not be great in an airplane. But maybe then neither would sushi. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel probably like I want to vote sushi. Kimchi just because a sushi hand roll is meant to be eaten in your hand and then it's gone once you're done eating it. Kimchi, I feel like you have to have it in, well, like a Tupperware or something, and you're eating it. And depending on who your audience is,
I don't know if this affects anyone's scoring. This entrant is not called sushi hand roll. It's called, I guess, a sushi hand roll.
I guess a sushi hand roll? Do you remember? I was not there when we made the bracket. I want to remind you,
that. I'm actually clear. I'm trying to remember this in the episode, and I don't. Because sometimes I can remember the logic. So, I don't know. If this was like a hand roll that I rolled, that would be very difficult and embarrassing to eat because it would be falling apart all over the place.
Same.
But also, if it was kimchi that I made, it would stink like farts and
not it would probably kill me. Like, yeah, it would probably kill me.
Maybe that's not how we should be judging these.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm Sam, what do you... Okay, Sam, save me from this because I don't know. What do you think, Samuel?
I think I'm going to vote kimchi.
All right.
Great. Wonderful. Kimchi it is.
I like a sushi hand roll. Can I tell you why? Because sometimes when you get sushi and you get like normal rolls, they're all cut into little pieces. Other people at your table might be like, oh, can I get a piece of that? But if you have a hand roll, it's just one unit. And this is all for me. I can't share it even if you ask. Sorry. I'm a very selfish sushi eater. Yeah, her own
unit.
I like my own sushi. This is mine.
She likes a big unit in hand.
Yeah. Yep. Put it in my mouth.
Oh. Ooh. I don't get it. Okay.
Should we do more of the bracket or?
Right? Because we have to. Don't we go through the whole? I don't remember how this works.
I think we usually do the first like layer, and then we like go in the rest of the episode.
Kiwi. Not the type of person. The fruit.
Wait,
versus lamb chop, not the puppet, I assume.
I missed the first one.
The meat honk.
Kiwi.
Fruit.
Kiwi versus a lamb chop.
Yep.
I love kiwi. I love kiwi so much that I ate so many kiwis my tongue started to bleed. But with that being said,
I can guarantee you that that came up when we were making this bracket. Was wouldn't it be funny if we put this thing on here that makes Tyler's gums bleed no matter what?
Tyler, are you positive you don't have like a kiwi allergy? Also, I feel like
I definitely do. Yeah, we have. I definitely do. I don't care. I'll keep eating kiwis. I don't care.
They are delicious. I get it.
They're so good.
These are fine tops. Just like eat pineapple. Like what?
Get out of here. Are you insane?
A good kiwi, Sam, is like so good. But finding the good kiwi is really hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's a lot of like mid to bad kiwi out there. And you don't always know until you slice it in half and stick a spoon in it what you're dealing with. But you get a good kiwi, they're so good.
The best kiwi I've ever had is worse than the worst pineapple I've ever had.
That's nuts.
Crazy.
That's craziness.
That's an insane thing to say.
Bring me your kiwi, friends.
I will.
I am going to vote for kiwi, though. Because the only easy way to eat a kiwi is by eating it with the skin on, and then you look like an insane person. Otherwise, you have to like skin it or like scoop it out with a spoon, like you were saying, yeah. Mary. So I'm going to vote for kiwi, I think.
I'm voting for lamb chop, because I think if you're sitting there on a park bench to go with a normal setting, and you're like scooping a kiwi out with a spoon, that's like not that weird. But if you're sitting there like a lamb chop, I guess like either like eating it, just biting it off the bone, or if you have like a fork and knife and you're like going for it, both of those are weird. It's like, why did you bring that to your picnic lunch?
Sure, no, I see that. Obviously, kiwi is our winner here. Next round is lobster versus, and now I don't know what this means specifically, you'd have to go back and listen, meat skewer.
Like a kebab?
I'm Uwatu the Watcher. I'm not here to influence the debate. Other than the fact that I get a vote that counts for roughly a third.
I had some really gross meat skewers in Thailand, but they were just gross, not awkward to eat. I just didn't enjoy them. I like the bugs better than I like those meat skewers, I would say.
I just like brain farted on what the meat skewers were up against. Can you remind me what
lobster? Lobster.
Lobster. I do lobster because like I think There's two things going on here. One, it is really awkward to eat if you're talking about just like a full lobster and you're like have to crack the shell open, like you have to deal with all that. Two, it's weird just because like the optics. I'm just like, who's just like casually eating a lobster out in public? Like, well, brag much. Like, so yeah. Weird.
Unless, and then what's weird is that it completely changes if it's lobster roll.
Are you just imagining people are sitting in the middle of the street slurping on a lobster, like not making
it's the park bench. Well, it's like you're sitting on a park bench by a playground and you're like cracking into a lobster and like eating it.
And you're like flexing something on people. I would, like, you're looking remember at people about later. Think,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you like Rockefeller?
Because like my levels here tend to be like, if I saw it, but I think it was weird. There's like another level. If I see it, I think it's weird, and I'm going to tell someone about it later because it's so weird. So I think seeing someone's eating a whole lobster on a park bench, I would go home and be like, I saw a guy just like eating a whole lobster. It was so weird. And like,
what's funny
like
is that
a restaurant context, like sure, but also it's like,
you've sold me on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think lobster is a correct choice too. But if it was like lobster roll, that would be fine. It's just, and it's like, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny how the sandwich really changes things.
Yes. Sandwich perfectly
lobster,
acceptable.
Lobster to moves on. It must.
Mm-hmm.
We can go back up top or could do something else. Whatever you say, boss.
No. We gotta keep moving on. Let's go to something that makes me happy for once. BottleRaiders.com. New Voodoo Ranger IPA roulette pack includes mystery cans spiked with Malort.
All right.
I love this idea. I think this is fun. I'm usually down on these, like, goof packs, but this is a collab between Voodoo and Jepson's Malort. They have the six-pack, and each pack includes four cans of Voodoo Ranger's Juicy Hazy IPA, or Juicy Haze IPA, and then two cans of a Malort-style IPA that was brewed in collaboration. And the thing is, it's not labeled. Each can looks exactly the same, so you don't know what it is until you crack it open.
10 out of 10. I fucking love this idea.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I don't drink this, but I fucking love this idea. Like, so much of shit these days is, let's make a weird thing so people will talk about it, and so many of those weird things are boring, weird things. This thing is full-on fucking weird, so I don't feel like a dipshit for talking about it. Let's talk about it. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's the delight.
I'm down. I am down. I've never... Yeah, go ahead, Samuel.
I think I'm a lot more tolerant to Malort than most.
I've only had it like one time, so I probably have zero tolerance to this thing.
I might not be that pranked by this. Not as pranked as they intend, but... I mean, obviously, I'd rather have a lovely Voodoo Ranger Juicy IPA.
You wouldn't actually. It's hazy. It's hazy.
The problem is I would crack into this and be like, oh, this must be the Malort one. Gross. That's just the normal. That's just the hazy IPA. I'll be like, oh, I also hate this. So
I was going to say, like, I've never really had Malort. So I do wonder, like, how Malorty is this? You know, because I want them to just have gone whole hog.
Right. No, I kind of want to buy a six-pack of this just to prank myself.
Yeah.
Can I get pranked?
Because I'm curious how Malorty it is. Malorty is like... Malort is one of the more identifiable flavors. It's very...
Well, Mary, unfortunately, it's a limited release and is only available at the brewery in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Well,
so
never mind.
Well, so maybe what we'll do, this is probably good content. I will buy a bottle of Malort. I'll break into Mary's house. I will open up a beer.
No.
I'll dump half of it out into my mouth and replace it with Malort and then use my capping machine to recap it.
There you go.
Jokes on you. I only have beer cans in the house right now.
Your capping machine? Are you talking about your piece? That's right.
I don't have a can item, so I think I might be warted.
Warted. Yeah, I think next time I come out, maybe for episode 666, I'm going to have to try some Malort, because Zach keeps talking about it, and I think all of you have had it. I'm curious.
We're not in Malort country, but we're a lot closer to Malort country than you are.
Yeah, Zach can get me some Malort.
We can get some Malort.
Also, I misspoke. It's not in Fort Collins, Colorado. According to this article, it's Fort Collins, Colorado. So, great job, BottleRaiders.com.
Great job.
Uh-huh.
Crushed it.
The thing about that type of incompetence that I really appreciate is that's not AI. AI doesn't fuck it up in that
way.
This
is a man.
AI will just lie to your face, but have perfect grammar. That's not what this guy's doing.
This article just like Mary. Reeks of flesh. It's just like, this is a man's article.
It's oh wow, you are right. The man is named David Morrow. The man is named David Morrow, and he is editor in chief of this publication, which
hell
is
hell yeah, man.
Not ideal.
He didn't say he's a good editor in chief. He just is an editor.
He just is, yeah, that's true. But he brought us this wonderful content, so, you know.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
I love the idea of, like, on your own website saying, like, I'm the editor-in-chief. Also, I'm pretty good at this. So if someone says I'm not good at this, it's because they're being, like, kind of dicks about it, okay?
What? Is that what it says?
Yeah, verbatim, dude. Read it.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, yeah, it does say exactly that. Huh, mm-hmm. Weird.
Weird?
Weird. Okay, I would like to try the Malort. I would like to try the Malort. That's about all I got there.
Do you guys want to talk about head-on shrimp?
No, we don't want to talk about it. No, it's not head-on shrimp yet. Mary's gotta give us something.
Oh, do I have to give you something?
Did you go to an effete wedding? Or did you see a lot of effete at a wedding?
I did not see a lot of Efi at any weddings, no. I went to, you probably talked about this last episode, I went to Sam's son's first birthday party the other
We didn't
Saturday.
Talk about it. Sam's trying to keep it on the DL, and you just blew up his spot.
Oops.
No, I'm just kidding.
Have three kids, stalkers.
I think actually that was content Sam was going to share last week, but then I talked about catching another pervert at the park, so we didn't get to it.
That feels right.
Yeah.
Sam, did I get you a cool gift for your son? Do you want to describe what it was for the class?
Yeah. So I have to give some background, though, I think, for it. So when my eldest child turned 2, we presented her with a selection of Pokemon. It was just the Gen 1 starters.
OG3.
Right. And my first picked Charmander, who is the correct answer, my opinion.
Nope.
And then when my middle kid turned 2, she got to pick between the remaining 2. She picked Squirtle.
Wrong. Oh, I love that we're all 3 on different teams.
Oh, do we have
teams.
One of each?
Yeah.
Charmander!
I'm Squirtle. A big Bulbasaur fan.
Oh,
well,
man.
So I should text you a picture of this because it's very cute, but Mary specifically was like, hey, do they have a specific Pokemon they're into? And I explained this to her and explained how it was really important for our family to be able to gift Pokemon first. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'll totally definitely respect
you. You didn't say that part of it.
And she pranked us with an extremely cute crocheted Bulbasaur.
Awesome.
But I have used my great negotiating skills since then to get her to agree to, free of charge,
yes,
provide us with the other 2 OGs.
I don't think I was crocheting yet when your 2 daughters went through this process, so I was not trying to steal your Bulbasaur 2-year-old thunder. I was just trying to say, like, if a 1-year-old had to pick a favorite Pokemon, which one would it be? And it sounded like Bulbasaur was the right fit.
Yeah,
so.
He doesn't have a choice. When he turns 2, I'm just going to give it to him and wander away.
And he'll be like, I already love this. I've loved this specific guy for a year.
And I'm not quite sure why, but it's imprinted on me.
Yeah.
As far as my content is, I've been getting really into crochet. I think I talked about this a little bit, but I'm making more and more guys, and it's fun.
Are you doing those little kit things? They, like,
so that's how I learned. Those? They're called the Woobles. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, right. that's how I learned to crochet.
I keep Emily Woobles, and she keeps thanking me, and she keeps not doing them.
Maybe it's you should stop.
Like, do a Wooble.
She keeps thanking me, though.
Yes. Yeah.
No, that's how I did two of those to, like, learn to crochet, and I've been not doing Wooble since then, so I just kind of, like, find patterns online. I have a lot of yarn. I'm, like, one of those people now who's like, oopsie, I have too much yarn in my house. I'm really cool and hip and young. I don't know if you guys know that.
Well, I work with somebody who also crochets, and she is so into it that she bought a spinning wheel and now spins her own fiber.
Oh, that's so extra. I love that.
So you are nowhere close to that.
No, I'm not. I mostly just crochet little guys and then give them to my friends or my friends' children. And then I'm not, like, making, like, sweaters or anything that's, like, practical.
Yeah.
So that's more.
That's cool.
Thank you.
She is making like, smocks with horseshoe crabs on them.
And who's paying her for this?
Not me. I don't know. She's just doing it for fun, I guess.
It's just called having a hobby, Sam.
God forbid girls have hobbies.
Right? Thank you.
Oh, boy. Am I a misogynist? Canceled. Shut up. Canceled. Shut up. If I hold perfectly still, they won't be able to tell that I'm still here.
If I hold perfectly still, the woke mob won't see me. yes. Well, that's cool. I like that a lot. When Sam said he was presenting stuff to his children, I was like, Pharaoh? But that's not what was happening, I guess. Did I freeze? Am I gone? What's happening?
Sam, are you staying still so I won't see you?
Oh, okay. All right.
Thumbs up.
Cool. Sick. That was rad. That was rad for everybody. It was a funny joke. Let's go on to our last article. I don't know. Let's go on to our last article that I don't like so much from the NewYorkPost.com or NYPost.com.
It's getting worse. Like, why is that happening?
And that's what I was trying to say earlier. That was exactly the point I was trying to make.
It doesn't seem like that's what should be happening.
Yeah. Non-alcoholic beer is not as healthy as you think, says new study, as sales for it surge higher than ale.
You don't know how healthy I think it is. No, this article is
stupid. Yeah, you guys, don't worry. This is a dumbass article. So, they did a study where some people drank non-alcoholic beer and some people drank water. And guess what? The people who drank non-alcoholic beer had, like, higher blood sugar and shit. Of course they did.
Sugar into their bodies.
Yeah, obviously, because you're drinking, like, a wheat tea. Of course you're getting more stuff in you than just water. It's a dumbass article.
They should have been like that article comparing, like, people drinking normal beer for a week and people drinking non-alcoholic beers for a week. Why are they comparing it to water?
Yeah.
No.
It's like when they were like, oh, we found PFAS in a bunch of beers, but actually it's also in all water that's used, so it's not really the beer. Like, what a fucking dumbass article that was, too.
I mean, this is definitely just classic New York Post. Let me say something that will make someone go, hey, wait a minute, grr, now I'm mad. And so they
got me. What a rag.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the victims here. I'm sure we can all agree.
What about men? It's obvious. It's a... huh?
Well,
I said you liked that one, huh?
I did.
it's of course, because, like, alcohol isn't the only, you know, quote unquote unhealthy thing in beer. Not that, you know, like, carbohydrates and other things are unhealthy baseline, but obviously it's going to do more to your body than drinking, you know, water, which has absolutely nothing in it.
Which is really the only thing any of us should be drinking is just water. I guess
I mostly just drink water and beer. I'm like a caveman. What's everybody's favorite drink?
Probably like a coffee drink. Like, I like a nice latte a lot.
Yeah, I don't drink any coffee.
I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I think coffee's my answer, unfortunately.
Really? That's shocking to me.
All right. Lots changed since college, man.
I know. Maybe that's why you're so anxious all the time.
Well, I now have 3 kids, so I'm tired all the time, so I have to keep drinking coffee, and that makes me anxious all the time.
So you can be tired and jittery, but faster.
As long as I'm providing for my children, that's what matters to me.
Amen, brother. Wow. Amen. I think my favorite drink would probably be water. You guys are all standing up and clapping.
Oh, I'm feeling so many feelings.
We like you. We really like you. Yep.
Happy Father's Day.
Fuck off.
It was like a week ago. I don't remember.
Week and a half, maybe?
Sure, I don't know. Whatever.
I don't love Mother's Day and Father's Day. Because, like, you... What, Samuel? You don't like my tangents?
Oh, go ahead, man. You do you, buddy.
I don't like Mother's Day and Father's Day because it's like you made the choice to do this, you know? Like, it's not like...
I didn't ask it's to not have like, a mom or a dad.
It's kind of not... Yeah, or it's kind of not like... Know. It's not like Veterans Day where it's like a bunch of people got drafted and they didn't really have, like, a choice. Like, that makes sense to celebrate them. But, like, you knew the job you were getting into when you decided to pop those crotch goblins out. Why do you get it fucking celebrated?
I mean, I think they were in a tough situation in terms of the choice they were making. Similarly, I would think it would be a tough choice between head-on shrimp and kimchi if they're eating in public.
Head-on shrimp.
Head-on shrimp.
Head-on
shrimp. Head-on shrimp. Head-on shrimp might win this whole round.
It's really weird to just be eating that.
Yeah.
It makes me want to go back to listen to the Builder episode for who pitched specifically head-on shrimp.
Well, because then you have to deal with the heads.
I don't like any food with the head still on. Like, the fish with the head still on, I'm not into, like, I don't want to eat, like, a cow's face.
You don't like the lobster with the head still on. You don't like the kiwi with the head still on. Hey, wait,
I don't think a kiwi, okay.
Which one of those would you prefer?
You know what? We're still Team Crustacean over here.
Crustacean for the nation.
Yeah.
Yep. Big time.
Lobster. It's gonna be lobster and head-on shrimp. If you're like the lobster. Same
one's bigger. I mean, the crustaceans win it regardless.
Yeah.
Should okay, then. Or should we? Or should we save up?
No, let's pull the bandit off.
We need to talk about head-on shrimp versus lobster right now. I cannot contain it. Because it's so funny to me that we're at this point.
It's too bad that one of these great competitors has to go down.
So, like, this is a weird one, because I feel like... Because the lobster thing has the issues I talked about earlier, where it's like, ooh, someone thinks they're a fancy man eating a lobster, which you don't get with the head-on shrimp. But the head-on shrimp is like, oh my god, why are you eating head-on shrimp? There's, like, an element of that.
Part of my thing, which makes me perhaps a dark horse, is... I think all shrimp is gross. And why are you eating shrimp is a thing, I think, whenever anyone eats shrimp, no matter what.
Oh my god, I love shrimp.
Huh. Like, you're eating, I mean, it's like bad, like, as food, it sucks.
No.
Like, there's no flavor there. And also, there's poop flavor in the
and
middle
there's really great texture. Just you clean that out before you eat it, Sam.
What if I ate
the poop should not be there while you're eating it.
Also, the chicken nugget tasted like shit, and also there was shit in it. I'd be like, wow, what a really bad, super duper chicken nugget.
It. If the poop is, Sam, if you've been eating shrimp with the poop on it, you're not doing it right.
That's true.
That should not be there.
I think Emily just likes feeding you poop.
Happy Father's Day. Well,
she does keep cackling at me while I eat shrimp, so...
Sam's like...
If those things are related.
Sam's like, I thought it was just a little line down each shrimp, not a huge log. That's weird.
That's too much. We have to move on.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with lobster, just because it is kind of the same as head-on shrimp, but bigger. It's harder... Yeah, exactly right.
It's more obvious what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I will say, you're probably only eating one lobster versus, like, maybe you have, like, 8 shrimp that you're dealing with. Like,
you could eat 1,000 souls, and they would all be scrimps.
Scrimps. I love a shrimp.
Yeah.
I know, I already said that. I do. I love them.
Do you think like you only get haunted by the souls of animals you've completely eaten? Or do you get haunted by like, because I haven't eaten like one whole cow. Like that was divvied up between a bunch of people. Am I just being haunted by like its leg?
Everyone's a little bit haunted. You've
probably eaten full shrimp, full fish.
Exactly. Yeah, on the for fish. Sure. Yeah, maybe even like a whole rotisserie chicken. I don't know.
Oh yeah, man. I've definitely crushed a whole rotisserie.
Yeah, but like not like a cow.
Oh my god, I ate a dish that had rabbit in it the other night. That should have been my content. And then, so normally every day, I look into my backyard and there's rabbits that are running around my backyard. I'm like, what cute little rabbits, I love them. And then I went to a restaurant and I ate rabbit. And the next day, I couldn't find any bunnies. And Tuxedo Mask has been running around being like, it's because you ate them. And I'm like, no, I didn't eat that bunny specifically, but they still haven't reappeared. I think it's because it's like 100 degrees outside. But what if I eat my own rabbits?
What if you ate all the rabbits all at once as one?
I ate them all.
I think they can feel that you're an enemy to rabbit kind now.
I know. I ruined it.
Tyler, I'm a little nervous if we're on here with her too much longer, we're going to get canceled. Should we wrap this up?
Shall we rabbit this up?
I'll try it at least once. Hey. There's a lobster. Wait, what do we settle on for the crustaceans?
Yeah, it's lobster.
Is it lobster? Okay. This is
good. This is good stuff. You know, we started rocky, but we ended strong. Mary, have you finished that beer?
I'm not finished.
What beer did you have again? It wasn't by any chance Third Space Brewing's Cucumber and Lime Blonde Ale.
Oh my god, Sam!
With 10 IBUs.
Sam, it was actually Third Space Brewing's Cucumber Lime Blonde Ale, 5% ABV. Oh my god.
Well, you know what? I guess you guys can both review it then. I don't have to save Sam for last like I love to do.
I feel like it was a very nice summer beer. I am sometimes not into the cucumber flavor. I think I liked it in this, again, because it has been like 100 degrees outside, so it's really nice for that. I do think it kind of tastes like fake cucumber a little bit. I'm going to give it like a 6. Because it wasn't like my favorite beer, but it was fine. I would drink it again under the right circumstances.
One time I got a cucumber lime Gatorade and almost threw up.
Disgusting. That sounds disgusting, yeah.
It was gross. I think that day I also gave a homeless man a ride on my bicycle, but I can't remember.
Good. Sam, how did you feel about the same beer that we had?
I feel like my impressions were exactly the same as yours, just like, why is this? Whose idea was this? Why'd you do it? What a dumb idea. You suck.
And that was exactly mine. Weren't that's, you know.
And you're nicer than me, so I'm going to give it a 3. This sucks. Mm. Why did you do it?
Wow. It sucks.
Why? What a bad idea you had, and then you made it. And no one made you make it, also.
Getting real with it.
Sponsor us, Third Space.
Come at me, bro, or whatever. I don't know.
Please don't, Third Space. That's why I got off Untappd, because people were responding, and I was like, just be chill. What did I have? What is Kernza? Is the real question, I think.
What is Kernza?
Yeah, exactly. New Trail Brewing's Double Broken Heels, Double Hazy IPA, 9.2% ABV. The thing I like about this was that it didn't taste like it was 9.2%, and it had some tropical flavors. The things I didn't like about it was that it was crazy muddled at the end and also had some chalkiness to it. So I guess they cancel each other out, and I give it a 5.5? And recommend it to maybe if you have an upset stomach, maybe some of this chalk will help even you out. So yeah, that's who I'll recommend it to.
Settle your acid.
Yeah, Sam, I'm hesitating to even ask.
Don't bother.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Samuel. Mary, thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sam, to, you know, enjoy the life you've built with these kids?
I'm doing my best.
All right. Listener, if you want to tell us your favorite Pokemon, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment our links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let that keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
What is your favorite Pokemon out of all the Pokemon?
Tyler's is probably Bulbasaur.
Just, yeah, I mean, it's just like based on vibes. It doesn't have to be like how good they are in the game.
It's actually Bulbasaur. I would say Bulbasaur is probably top five, but not my favorite. I think if I had to just first thought, best thought, I would say probably Scyther. I really like Scyther.
Cool.
Oh, just because Scyther's very cool.
Slicey.
You know what? I'm hearing it now.
Sam, what about you?
Charmander. When I was 6 years old, I traded a lollipop that I won at an after-school daycare event for my first ever Pokemon card, and it was a Charmander, and I'll always love that card.
Aww.
My favorite in my youth, this is probably still my favorite today, is like, it's just Rapidash, because I was a big like horse girl in my youth, and it was like, oh my gosh, it's like literally just a fire horse, not very good, very fast, just like so beautiful. Big fan of Rapidash.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
But fire types kind of rule, though, let's be real.
Not in, like, first gen. Now they're a little better because they got that steel-type dominance, but, yeah.
Right, Tyler?
Yeah, no, that's true. I agree.